Digital marketing in 2021 is so complicated. We created our Launching Simplified podcast to help entrepreneurs take their ideas and make them real businesses. We hope to inspire you that a simplified launch is possible.
Daniel Fitzpatrick Clark is the CEO and founder of Influence Builder, which helps entrepreneurs build and scale their online businesses. Danielle has been in the digital marketing space for over a decade, producing and hosting over 250 online events, giveaways, and summits. Her team and her create massively successful streams of client attraction and lead generation in the online space. Welcome, Danielle. Thank you for being here, and I'm really excited to hear your story.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kirsten.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you got started as an entrepreneur and what led to the work you are doing now?
Yeah, well, I started my entrepreneurial journey about 12 years ago, and it was very much a build upon build upon build journey. So I started as a writer, as a copywriter, and really that's where I wanted to play at. And I worked with a couple of companies, and I started working with a digital marketing agency. And I came in as their copywriter. They were really busy. So they said we could use some help on the tech and the implementation of online events. And so I'm like, I'll help. I don't know what I'm doing, just so you know. I said, but I'm happy to get my hands dirty. So then, you know, I was really good at client facing. I did a lot of back and forth communications and management. And then I got into the back end of sales pages and the funnels and landing pages and websites. And I loved learning. I loved creating new funnels, new sales pages, new ways of putting the copy together. And for me, it made a lot of sense to understand the implementation so that I could actually, and the customer journey, so I could write better copy. So it was a huge win for me to come in and step in and learn the processes. So I did that for several years, and I worked with this company for a while, and then I went off on my own. I said, listen, you know, with my clients, I'm like, I'm happy to implement everything, but I think that you could use some more strategy in how to actually fill these programs based on what I'm seeing with your sales funnels, what I'm seeing with the analytics. I think there's a better way that we can fill this, and we need to try some new things. So what ended up happening was my clients would lean on me for the strategy piece. And we had massive success with the strategy and the implementation. So all of that has grown into an agency. So an agency that has just the consulting, and then an agency that has consulting and implementation, so that we're there for the whole journey with our clients, so that they can turn around and give the best experience for their clients.
Amazing. I think learning on the job is so great. And then figuring out if you're interested in it and which parts you're interested in. We love learning too. I find it fascinating. There's so much to learn in the online marketing world, don't you think? It's endless.
It's always changing and evolving.
I know you've had success in your business, but I'm wondering if you can share with me a project or launch that didn't go as expected and why?
Yeah. So when I first came out as a strategist slash coach, and I decided to start passing off implementation to my team, one of the programs I was putting together was a group program. And it was very much strategy and spirituality. And I was really excited about this. Like I really wanted to tap into the inner beliefs and the personal development piece. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what people need. And then we'll do implementation too, because I need the strategy. I need to work on the spiritual, the inward work first. And I launched it to my list, and I thought they're going to love this, and no signups, not even a sign up for a sales call. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, I was so connected to this project and this program. And it just didn't hit. It didn't hit with how I had brought in my audience and what they expected of me.
I feel like we learn so much from launches that don't go as expected. And it enables us to hit a home run eventually if we keep going. It's hard to keep going though, isn't it? Was it hard to keep going after that?
Well, yeah, it was hard to. So my thought was at that point, it's just like, okay, so they just want implementation and business strategy, they don't want the personal development piece, or at least they don't want to be marketed to that way. So it was a little disheartening. Yeah, I will say, but I'm not the type to just say, all right, I'm throwing in the towel. I'm like, you know, one of my clients just put up a post. She's a personal fitness trainer. And it's just like, don't throw in the towel, use it to wipe the sweat off your face.
Right.
So I'm like, that's so good. Isn't that good? That's a really good way of saying, I'm like, all right, well, I worked hard on that one, but we're just going to wipe it off and we're going to move forward and let's learn about who's following me and what they're looking for from me. And I'll just integrate personal development in everything I do, knowing that that's important. So it's not how I market to people. It's what they receive as a bonus on top of everything else that they're coming to me for.
What a great idea to make it a bonus. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Can you share with me a project that was a success and what made it a success?
So this 2020 was a great year for us. It was a year where a lot of entrepreneurs were pivoting, and our company, we've always been on LinkedIn. We've really built out our LinkedIn, and then we started helping entrepreneurs build out their LinkedIn. And I'd say what my biggest success story in terms of sales calls, getting sales calls for a client, was this past summer in 2020. And the client, COVID just ruined her marketing plan for the year. Like all the products that she was putting out for the rest of the year were specifically for in-person events.
Wow.
So of course,
that's so tough.
Yeah, it was tough for her. So she came to me, she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a product that we weren't going to use it because we were moving forward with our new products. And we're going to bring it back at the table. Now I got to sell these and I don't know how I'm going to sell them. So we did a LinkedIn campaign for her. And I'm like, okay, let's look at what you have going on in LinkedIn. She had a decent following. She had been nurturing people. So it was an aligned following on LinkedIn, about 5,000. And we worked with her lead magnets. We worked with her current products. We upgraded her funnels and her messaging. And we set out to run the campaigns. And within 3 days, she was inundated with sales calls. She was inundated with 100 sales calls, people wanting to jump on the phone with her. So I love these wins because it's a perfect place to be as an agency, because we solve a big problem and then we create an even bigger one. So when we do that, then we come up with a solution like, okay, well, you've got tons and tons of sales calls. So now it's a matter of filtering these guys through and deciding if they're available for your higher tickets, which we ended up doing with her. I think by the end of 30 days, she had 200, I think it was either 250 or 297. I can't remember the number exactly. People that wanted to do sales calls and to come on with her, but we didn't want to just put her in front of everybody. And of course, right. Can you do 300 sales calls by yourself in a month? No, nobody can do that. So what we ended up doing is creating a Facebook group and funneling them over there, which I love calling my, like, Facebook groups to me are a place where we can nurture prospects. So my science background, I always call them prospect pools. It's like a vernal pool, which is just an ecosystem with a very specific type of animal, amphibian, reptile that can live there, and they can only live there. And they get nurtured and fed and they grow, and that's where they grow. So we have places like Facebook group, Mighty Networks. Our email list is even a place for our prospects to come together where we can further nurture them so they can grow.
Well, that's amazing to help somebody go from, you know, a business that had to shut down to kind of being booked out with tons of calls. So amazing.
Yeah, it was fun too. It was a fun project.
Oh, good. Well, it's always more fun, obviously, when it's a successful project that really helps somebody build their business. So
yeah.
Can you tell me about a current project you're working on?
Yeah. So LinkedIn is one of our favorite platforms to play. So we are a digital marketing agency. So we work with all the platforms. And one of the things I tell everybody is like, listen, right now in 2021, because there's so much noise, you have to get in front of your ideal clients all the time. And we have to give the appearance that we're everywhere at once. LinkedIn is a great place to show up and look like you're everywhere at once. So, and plus our people are having massive success on LinkedIn. They're getting weekly sales calls, anywhere between 10 and 100 sales calls a month, which is amazing because we've got seven-figure business owners that sell seven-figure packages.
Wow.
That are able to utilize LinkedIn in a way that they have never been able to do before. They're able to get in front of decision makers. So it's awesome for wherever you are in business. And because of that, we've come up with a system and a framework called our Limitless LinkedIn Lead System. And we help people to not only bring in ideal clients and connect with them, we also show them how to socially sell on LinkedIn, which is a more organic way of selling on LinkedIn because nobody wants to be sold to. So we want to instead act as magnets and as conversationalists as we build our network in LinkedIn and show that we care. And actually, that's the disruption on LinkedIn because everybody's trying to sell on LinkedIn. So we come in teaching our clients how to do things a little bit differently. We also show them how to automate systems on LinkedIn. We show them how to create LinkedIn live events, and it turns into a beautiful freebie lead magnet so that they can rinse and repeat all the time. And we show them how to create lead magnets and utilize those on other social media platforms. Even though we do specifically work on LinkedIn, a lot of the framework that I put together can be used on all the social media sites. So that's our program. It's a hybrid group program, a hybrid course and group program where you have 8 weeks of courses where you do the training. Then you have 8 weeks of live training where I go more in depth and, you know, any of the gaps that came up in the course I address. And then we have another 8 weeks of group support.
Amazing. It's great to use LinkedIn. I do think the other markets are kind of overly saturated. I think you can get in front of somebody with a real business on LinkedIn in a certain way that's different from the other platforms?
You can. So one of the great things about LinkedIn is that you can get in front of decision makers. You can get in front of CEOs. You can get in front of big corporations, C-suites. You can get in front of directors, managers. So it's a great platform no matter if you're a solopreneur, if you're an entrepreneur with a team, if you're a small business, a small consulting business. I mean, we even work with executive coaches that are able to connect with CEOs of big multi-million, even billion-dollar companies on LinkedIn and talk to the decision makers so that they can sell their packages and they can sell their one-on-ones. And
right.
I don't know of another platform where you can do that right now.
Amazing. Anything else you want to share with entrepreneurs who are starting out with an idea and a dream?
Yeah, I say this to everybody. It doesn't matter where we are. It's really great for beginners to kind of just, you know, let them know it's a process. But it is fall in love with the process, not the outcome. The outcomes will come as you enjoy your process and just give yourself a break. If things don't go exactly as planned, the only way to lose an entrepreneurship is to give up.
Yes. One of my favorite expressions is it takes 10 years to make an overnight success.
Yep.
So it does yep. take some time. You have to be committed and keep going. And I do think enjoying the process really helps because it's so hard and it's such a long process. If you can't fall in love with it, it makes it difficult.
Well, and if you approach everything as a learning experience, then you learn more quickly rather than why didn't I get this sale? Why didn't I get this right? Why is this not converting? If we can look at it as like, I'm learning, I can see where the gaps are and I'm going to educate myself to fix the gaps and fill in the gaps. And then we're going to try this again and we're going to try it again. It's all an experiment anyway. So as long as you're showing up and knowing that you can experiment and you can try new things and you're on the right path and nobody makes it overnight. Nobody makes it overnight.
That is such good advice to people to just look at it as a learning process.
Entrepreneurship is its own college degree.
Yes. For sure. Can you tell me your favorite hack to get through the day, an app, your favorite coffee, something that inspires you?
Yeah. So a hack. I think for me, it's not so much a hack as it is just giving myself like some space in the day to go and hang out with my fur babies and my kids. So for me, like if I'm really feeling overwhelmed, and we have a lot going on, it can happen, you know, CEO of an agency and lots of people playing in the agency. I have to take a break. So I have to ground myself and be present. So I either will take one of my dogs outside and play with them or hang out with my kids just so I can get, you know, grounded and feel like, okay, this is what it's like to be a human. I'm not a robot. And then I come back to my work.
It's nice to get a little perspective on it too, by taking a break.
It does. It does.
Can you share where people can find you and some links, your website?
Yeah. So they can go to influencebuilder.com and they can check out what we're up to there. I usually love to send people over to connect with me on LinkedIn. So you can look up Danielle Fitzpatrick Clark, Digital Disruptor on LinkedIn and connect with me there. If you guys connect with me, you can ask me for some of the lead magnets that we have. We've got a ton of free lead magnets when it has to do with LinkedIn. So one of them is how we created 100 sales calls in 3 days. And then another one is teaching you all about, it's a PDF download where we teach you about LinkedIn live events and what that breakdown looks like. So I usually just tell people, like, you can find me on LinkedIn and just ask for the lead magnets. We're happy to send them over.
Oh, cool. That sounds amazing. So we have a course called mypodcastbaby.com. And I'm wondering if you can share you have such a good microphone setup there, one of the better ones that I've seen. Can you share with me your mic? What you use to record?
Hold on. Let me take it off for a second and I'll tell you what it is. Okay. Well, my hack when it comes to this stuff is actually get a gamer a headphone. So it's actually a gamer headset and microphone, because the gamers have to speak very clearly to each other when
okay.
So it's actually a gamer headset. And I did it specifically because I record a lot of webinars. So when I got it, that was some really great advice given to me. They're like, yeah, go ahead and get a gamer headset, Danielle, because you don't want to. And make sure it plugs into your computer. It's an Astro gaming headset from Best Buy. There's a whole bunch of different ones. And it gives you a really clear sound so that you can record a podcast in it. You can record a webinar. But it's fun to play with the gaming headsets. And it looks like one. I get made fun of sometimes lovingly. And just like, Danielle looks like she's about ready to go and, you know, kick some kids' butts on gaming. Because I wear it, they're
great.
Big.
It sounds great. I don't really know till I'm into the interview how somebody sounds, so I can tell as I go that your whatever you have there is working. So I appreciate the tips for our podcast students.
It's really easy to find. There's a whole bunch of ones. There's HyperX ones too. And like I said, just make sure that they plug into your computer.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much. Is there anything, do you have any favorite sayings that you?
Oh gosh, like some Danielle-isms.
Yes, exactly.
It's the same one. I use this one all the time. Fall in love with the process, not the outcome. Like, that's my favorite one. It's been essential for me to keep going in entrepreneurship and the learning curve of it. And, you know, I also like to tell people, like, don't think you're alone in this. Everybody goes through it. Doesn't matter what they're putting out there on social media. Like, oh, it's great. It was so easy. Everybody's going through their next up level, and the next up level is never pretty.
Thank you so much for being here. Loved hearing about your business, and we'll see you on Facebook and LinkedIn.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for having me.
To get future episodes, click subscribe. And if you need help building your brand and launching your dream business, visit clickbranding.com to grab our free trainings.